Hi, this is Andy from Vancouver, Washington. I'll be reading 1 Chronicles, chapters 1 through 4, chapter 1, verse 1. Adam, Sheth, Enos, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Henoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Rippah, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, and Sabta, and Ramamah, and Sabtachah. And the sons of Raamah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod, he began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim. And Pathruzim and Caluzim, of whom became the Philistines, and Kaphthorim, and Canaan begat Zidon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Meshech. And Arphaxad begat Selah, and Shelah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Seleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Jera, and Hadoram also, and Uzal, and Diklah, and Ebal, and Abimelel, and Seba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab, and all these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Selah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Sereg, Nahor, Terah. Abram, the same as Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishmah, and Dumah, Massah, Hadad, and Timah. Jeter, Naphish, and Kedemah, these are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, Sheber, Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah, and the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abadah, and Eldadah, and these are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jewish, and Jaalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan, Hori, and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alian, and Mahathan, and Ebal, Shifi, Onam, and the sons of Zibeon, Aah, and Anah. The sons of Anah, Dishon, and the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Ishban, and Ithran, and Chiran. And the sons of Ezar, Bithan, and Zavan, and Jakan. The sons of Dishon, Uz, and Arnan. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of the city is Dihabah. And when Bela was dead, Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Hushnam in the land of Temanites reigned his stead. And when Hushnam was dead, Hadad, the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. And when Hadad was dead, Samlah of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And when Samlah was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And when Baal Ahan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead, and the name of the city was Pei, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, and the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad died also, and the dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Elahah, Duke Jeteth, Duke Aholabama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Migdael, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom. Chapter 2, verse 1. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah, and Onan, and Selah, which three were born unto him of the daughter Shura, the Canaanitess. And the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bare him Phares and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Phares, Hezron and Hamul, and the sons of Zerah, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, and Kakol, and Dara, five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi, Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accursed. And the sons of Ethan, Azariah, the sons also of Hezron, that were born unto him, Jeramiel, and Ram, and Chelubai. And Ram begat Abimadab, and Abimadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Judah. And Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat the firstborn Eliab, and Abimadab the second, and Shema the third. Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozim the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail, and the sons of Zeruiah, Abshai, Joab, Asahel three. And Abigail bare Amasai. The father of Amasai was Jether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb the son of Hezron begat children of Azubah his wife, and of Jerioth, and her sons of these, Jesher, and Shobab, and Ardon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bezaleel. And afterward Hezron went into the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom she married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begat Jair, which was 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Gesher and Aram, with the towns of Jair, with them, with Kenath, and the towns thereof, even 80 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephratah, and Abatah, Hezron's wife, bare him Asher, the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bunah, and Oren, and Ozim, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had also another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Maaz, and Jamin, and Eker. And the sons of Onam were Shammai, and Jadah, and the sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bare him Aban and Molid. And the sons of Nadab, Selad and Appapim, and Selad died without children. And the sons of Appapim, Ishi, and the sons of Ishi, Shishan, and the children of Shishan, Alai. And the sons of Jadah, the brother of Shammai, Jether and Jonathan, and Jether died without children. And the sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the sons of Jeremiel. Now Shishan had no sons but daughters, and Shishan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jarha. And Shishan gave his daughter to Jarha, his servant, to wife, and she bare him Attai. And Attai begat Nathan, and Nathan begat Zabad, and Zabad begat Ephlal, and Ephlal begat Obed, and Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Helez, and Helez begat Eliisa, and Eliisa begat Sisamay, and Sisamay begat Salem, and Salem begat Jechamiah, and Jechamiah begat Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were Mesha the firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Mereshah, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Korah, and Tappuah, and Rechem, and Shema. And Shema begat Raham, the father of Jecoram, and Rechem begat Shammai. And the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethshur. And Elaph, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Mozah, and Gazez, and Haran begat Gazez. And the sons of Jadai, Regim, and Jotham, and Gishan, and Pilet, and Ephaph, and Shaaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheber, and Terhanan. She bare also Shaaph, the father of Madmanah, Sheva, the father of Machbenah, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Asha. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and the father of Bethadur, and Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, the sons Hoareth, and half of the Manahethites, and the families of the Kirjath-Jearim, and the Ithrites, and the Puites, and the Shumathites, and the Mishorites, and they came, the Zerethites, and the Eshtualites, the son of Salma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Adaroth, the house of Joab, and the half of Manahethites and Zorites, and the families of the tribes which dwelt in Jabez, and the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, the Sukathites, these are the Kenites that came of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now these were the sons of David which were born to him in Hebron, the firstborn Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, the second Daniel of Abigail, the Carmelitess, the third of Absalom, the son of Machelah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adonijah, the son of Haggith, the fifth Shephatiah of Abital, the sixth Ithream by Elgah, his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimei, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four of Bashua, the daughter of Amiel, Ithbar also, and Elishama, the Eliphethet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhethah, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, mine. These were the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar, their sister. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abiah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amnon his son, Josiah his son. And the sons of Josiah were the firstborn to Johanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalem. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah, his son Zedekiah, his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, Asur, Salathiel, his son, Malcharam also, and Pediah, and Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hoshamah, and Nedabiah. And the sons of Pediah were Zerubbabel and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Melshinlam and Hananiah, and Shelomith, their sister, and Hashubah, and Ohiel, and Berechiah, and Hasadidah, Jushab-Shishid, five, and the sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah, Jesiah, and the sons of Raphaiah, the sons of Arnan, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah, and the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaniah, and the sons of Shemaniah, Hattush, and Igiel, and Beriah, and Neariah, and Shaphat, six, and the sons of Neariah, Elioenai, and Hezekiah, and Azrikam, three. And the sons of Elioenai were Hodekiah, and Eliashbib, and Pelaah, and Akub, and Jehonan, and Delaah, and Enani, seven. Chapter 4, verse 1. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. And Reaiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai and Ladad, and these are the families of the Zorathites. And these were the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazel Elponai. And Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, and the father of Husha, these are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. And Naarah bare him Azuram, and Hefer, and Timini, and Halahash, Tari, and these were the sons of Naharah. And the sons of Helah were Zereth, Jozoar, and Ethnan. And Kaz beget Anub, and Zobibah, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that mine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Chelub, the brother of Shua, begat Mehir, which was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Bethrapah, and Pasah, and Tehinthnah, the father of Ernahash. These are the men of Rekan. And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath. And Meonothai begat Ophrah, and Seraiah begat Joab, the father of the valley of Karashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, and the son of Jephthunneh, Eru, Elah, and Naam, and the sons of Elah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Jehaelil, Ziph and Zippah, Turiah, and Asareel. And the sons of Ezra were Jether, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalon, and she bare Miriam, and Shammai, and Iblah, and the father of Eshtemoah. And his wife Jehudiah bare Jared, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the son of Socho, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered took. The sons of his wife Hodei, the sister of Naham, the father of Kelah, the Carmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. And the sons of Simon were Amnon and Rinnah, Benhanan, Tilon, and the sons of Ishi were Zoheth and Benzoheth. The sons of Selah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Laadah, the father of Marishah, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbiah. And Jacob and the men of Chozibah, and Joash and Sarphath, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jeshubiliam, and these were ancient things. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among the plants and hedges, there they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Numiel and Jamim, Jareb, Zerah, and Shaul, and Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishmah his son. And the sons of Mishmah, Hamuel, and the son of Zachar his son, Shimeish his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply like the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Moladah, and Hazarzulal, and at Bilhah, and at Azim, and at Tolad, and at Bethuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag, and at Beth-mar-Kaboth, and Hazar-Zuzim, and at Beth-Berei, and at She'a-Ra'im. These were their cities of David. And their villages were Etam, and Ain, Rimnon, and Tochin, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were round about the same cities unto Baal. These were the habitations with their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Joshan, and the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Joshibiah, the son of Siriah, the son of Asiel, the son of Eli-O-Ine, and Jacobah, and Jeshohiah, and Aziah, and Adiel, and Jesimiel, and Benaiah, and Zizah, the son of Siphi, the son of Elon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shimei. These mentioned by their names were princes in their families, in the house of their fathers, increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah the king of Judah, and smote their tents and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt there in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, and they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there unto this day. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire cannot be compared to her. Length of days are in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by his wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding he hath established the heavens. By his knowledge his depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall there be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in thy power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto the neighbor, Go, and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing it dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace to the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.